Hey, you want that to go?
Our first takeout is certainly a talking point down in Washington, and it's a little story that begins, once upon a time, there was a Democratic congressman from Western New York named Eric Massa, who said he had some health problems and needed to leave his post as a member of Congress. Then he went on the radio and told a different story, saying that they, the White House, will stop at nothing to get health care reform passed, and now they got rid of me, and it will pass. You connect the dots. Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent, joins us. Is Eric Massa correct in saying he's a victim of some sort of vendetta in the White House because he voted against health care reform?
Well, he certainly wants people to think that he is. And this is all tangled up with a whole bunch of things, John. The first thing that caused Eric Massa from up around Corning, New York, in Western New York, to say he was not going to run for re-election was a cancer diagnosis. Fair enough. He doesn't want to run for re-election because he's sick. Then a couple of days later came the news that, in fact, he was under an ethics investigation by the House Ethics Committee for allegedly making a sexual pass at a male staffer. Then fast forward a couple of more days, Eric Massa goes on his own...
Let's listen. Here he really raises the stakes, shall we say, talking about Rahm Emanuel, the president's chief of staff.
And I'm sitting there showering, naked as a jaybird, and here comes Rahm Emanuel, not even with a towel wrapped around his tush, poking his finger in my chest, yelling at me because I wasn't going to vote for the president's budget. Do you know how awkward it is to have a political argument with a naked man? It's ridiculous. But that's... So, by the way, what the heck is he doing in the congressional gym? He goes there to intimidate members of Congress.
So that statement, it's fair to say, grants Eric Massa a bit of a life after resignation, wouldn't you say?
And maybe that's the point. He's going on Glenn Beck at 5 o'clock today and on Larry King tonight in primetime, maybe to prove the point of how viable maybe he is as a post-disgraced political figure in the strain of Tom DeLay on Dancing with the Stars, or maybe Rod Blagojevich on, I don't know, I think he was on Donald Trump's show or something like
but
that.
But let's not forget Rahm Emanuel here. I mean, he does have a reputation.
Right.
For intimidation. Is it possible that there's any truth to this?
Well, sure, it's possible. I mean, one thing in defense of Rahm Emanuel, if I may, as a former member of Congress, he does have congressional gym and, I guess, congressional gym shower privileges.
Yes,
and
access
he is
to the
famed.
Showers. Thanks for that investigation there, Todd.
Right.
Robert Gibbs, the White House press secretary, has just responded to Eric Massa's charges about Rahm Emanuel. Listen to him talking on ABC News this morning.
I think this whole story is ridiculous. On Wednesday, he was having a recurrence of cancer. On Thursday, he was guilty of using salty language. On Friday, we learned he's before the Ethics Committee to be investigated on charges of sexual harassment. Clearly, his actions appear to be in the appropriate venue in the Ethics Committee to look at.
Well, Glenn Beck is another venue. Is the White House sufficiently out in front of this, do you think, or is this going to live for a while?
Oh, they're a little bit behind it. I think it's going to live for a while as long as Eric Massa can keep sort of the phosphorescent blaze of media attention going. I don't want to ascribe motives to him. He seems very upset, but he's certainly getting plenty of attention. We should say that the House Democratic leadership, the office of Speaker Pelosi and Steny Hoyer, the majority leader, both say that his story is ridiculous. He tells another story that he is being forced out because he voted no on health care and no on climate change. As a Democrat, they're looking for every vote they can get on healthcare coming up. Obviously, one of his stories here is that he's being forced out to take one of the no votes off the board. So as long as he keeps making accusations like that, true or not, I think we're going to keep paying attention.
But it is true that they're counting every single vote there on
yes.
healthcare reform, even
yes.
now, even with the Democratic majority in the House.
Yeah, it is true. It's absolutely true. And whether they forced him out or not, Massa's departure does help the House leadership. They are going to be scrapping for every vote on health care. There are plenty of complications on that bill, John, on abortion and immigration and cost and everything else. And it's true that now the House leadership doesn't need 218. They need 216 to pass that bill because of vacancy. So whatever the motives are, it did help them a little bit.
And finally, does this have any implications for other legislation?
Well, it could have implications. Let's see. Well, climate change may be coming up and coming back to the House.
What about
before
jobs?
The end of the year. Jobs. Oh, absolutely. There are right. going to be a lot of close votes on jobs. So climate change is probably a big one.
All right. Thanks so much. Todd Zwillick, Washington correspondent. Stay with us, of course. For our last takeout, we call our listeners geniuses a lot on this program. But in the week of our week-long series exploring genius, what it is, who is one, what are the qualities and more, you can catch up on our site, thetakeaway.org. We thought we'd turn the conversation over to your voices. We asked you, what is a genius?
Troy from North Dakota. By my definition, a genius is a visionary thinker. But the visionaries I've known have been big ego elitists whom nobody wanted to work with.
Sounds like some of the geniuses in Troy's life might be
kind of
jerks.
A bad genius experience, Troy.
He's having bad genius experiences, but not all of those geniuses take heart, Troy. Not all of them have to have the huge egos.
My name is David Young. I'm from Miami, Florida, and genius in my life is Dr. David Ellenson. He was one of my teachers at Hebrew Union College, but what really makes him a genius is that whenever he walks up to me and says hello, he not only remembers my name, and he teaches hundreds of people on a daily basis, he remembers my name, my wife's name, my children's names, and about how old each of them are. And that's really what makes him a true genius, is his caring for the person.
Now, there's another kind of genius, of course, John. Geniuses who can do those astonishing things just with the mundane activities of the everyday.
My name is Rose Carvajal. I want to say that my brother is definitely a genius. Since a little boy, he has done unbelievable things. Today, he's in his 60s, and this man can pick up anything, read it, and know it backwards and forwards.
You know, they say LBJ was a political genius because he remembered every name of every constituent he ever met.
So they say.
Yeah,
so you know,
say,
that might be apocryphal.
It's closer to true than it is false, it seems to me. Gina in Miami posts to our site. People love to talk about this. Genius, she says, is actually the interaction between a person's soft assets, creativity, passions, and values, and their hard assets, skills, expertise, and strengths. What's your definition of genius? You can weigh in and catch up on our site, thetakeaway.org. While you're there, you can read an excerpt from David Shank's terrific book, The Genius in All of Us, and see audio examples of genius down through history. And David's going to be answering your questions on genius all week. Would you be a math genius? Would you be a genius in politics? What would you be if you were a genius? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Coming up, the 10 most wanted list. They're not geniuses, but it's 65th anniversary.